Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You know how everything seems like a good idea after you've had a few? Yeah. That's this show.
Riding in my car, and I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink, and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know, ah!
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes until somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Can we be friends? We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Mike Bell, this is why I never say never in the world of sports, because things like today happen. And when you say, oh, that'll never happen, this is when things happen. And today, something, the most unlikely thing, Mike, in the world of sports that we thought, most of us at least, that's not happening because of the hatred, the verbiage, the arguments, all the stuff that's been going on. But now the PGA Tour and LIV Golf are merging. And Mike, everybody around the world is going, what in the blank is going on?
My first reaction was, first off, who are the guys who should have taken the money and ran with it? And only because you'd have to sit out a year and then you're right back in the mix and you never lost eligibility for the majors. Guys like the first name I thought of was a good guy. We've had him on the show, Ricky Fowler.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky Fowler's skills have eroded. Ricky Fowler, he's trying to grind back. And, you know, when he makes the top 10, it's, oh, good for Ricky Fowler. But you just feel like he's never going to get back to where he was, which was kind of on the cusp, right? He could have taken $7,500 million to take this to LIV Golf, and he could have come right back. Brooks Koepka makes over $100 million. Dustin Johnson, all these guys, brilliant. Guys like Ian Poulter. I mean, I just think of the guys who should have taken the money because you just don't know, if you, regardless of what this golf is going to be moving forward with the bigger payouts and bigger purses, you should have done it. But
I don't have a crystal ball.
And Rory, who is the poster boy for the PGA Tour, he's going to feel a little butthurt if he was not. When did they tell Rory this was happening?
I didn't tell anybody, Mike. They didn't tell anybody. I mean, we're finding out today, and this is even hard to believe, the shark didn't even know, Mike. I mean, the guy that's running LIV wasn't even aware that this was going to happen, and we're talking about Greg Norman. For me, and you talk about guys that should have took the money, do you guys realize Tiger Woods turned down $800 million to join LIV? Do you remember this? Maybe you don't.
Right.
He turned it down because he said, listen, my loyalties, my legacy is with the PGA. And he's not lying. And if you're going to say I'm as good as Jack or I'm as good as Tiger, you've got to accomplish those things on the PGA Tour. That was kind of his mindset. And, Mike, let's talk about the morality of all of this, because there's a lot of folks walking around with these moral clauses,
right,
who had a lot to say, you know, a year ago when this was all going down about how dirty the money is. How do you feel about it now? Because the PGA has basically said, let's be partners. All of that conversation about dirty money and where the money's coming from and how could you do this, are you as upset today with this partnership and this merger as you were a year ago when you were calling the show and telling us how could they even think about leaving to join this live league because of where the money was coming from. Well, nobody's saying that today.
No. And the first guy I thought of is, well, second guy I thought of after Ricky Fowler is that big, blowhard, golf's version of Skip Bayless, Brandel Chambly. Brandel, who was casting aspersions on Brooks Koepka and how, oh, tisk, tisk, for him winning this PGA championship and tarnished with LIV Golf. And then Butch Harmon, who's, of course, you know, golf coach for the Stars, he shot back at Chambly about 2 weeks ago. Know what he said, Carl? He goes, well, you work for NBC, and NBC takes money from China and Russia every 2 years with the Olympics, and they're big civil rights violators, and, you know, what's up with that? So let's see if Mr. Fake Tough Guy, Brandel Chambly, is going now quit in protest and wash his hands, Carl, of the Golf Channel, because they're in bed with the PGA, and the PGA is in bed with the Saudi Arabian sports-washing LIV Golf.
Follow the money. The money got too big. And when the money gets too big, people bend the knee. They always do, and they always have, especially in the world of sports. And that is what has happened today. Now, as a golf fan, all right, I'm going to take this political side of this argument out, and I'm going to tell you, for me, I'm happy as hell. I get a chance now to see what I want to see, which is the best golfers in the world, week to week, playing in the biggest events, all together. I didn't watch one live event. I told you guys this about a month ago. I'm not tuned in. I've not found it on the internet. Right. I didn't even know how to find it. CW, whatever. I didn't watch one live event. But now that this merger, Mike, is going to bring golf and bring it back to being united, I'm all for it as a fan. Not only do I get my majors, but I get my major tournaments. Outside of the majors, obviously, I'm all for it. But from a political standpoint, and I want to get up on my soapbox and complain and tell you guys how bad this was for America and live and this, that, and the other, what are you saying now?
Yeah, especially when you think about the hallowed halls of PGA Tour headquarters in Punta Vedra, Jay Monahan. Oh, by the way, you know what's so funny about this? Greg Norman, showing you what a complete, like, just to be honest, Carl, figurehead he is. Norman didn't even know about the LIV Golf PGA Tour merger.
I said that.
Everything. I mean, I'm saying, yeah. But I mean, these guys, Jay Monahan, all these guys are completely blindsided. Yes. Colin Morikawa just said, I hate getting news on Twitter. That's a two-time major champion. Okay, that's one of the bell cows of the PGA Tour, right?
Nobody. This was completely behind closed doors.
But this is like when Nixon flew in the middle of the night to China to meet with Mao, and nobody saw this one coming. Something that was, Carl, no one could have ever anticipated it, and only Nixon could go because he was a stanch anti-communist, right, and all that. Kissinger put it together. Monahan is basically making these guys sound like the biggest jerks. Monahan, what a hypocrite! How does he ride through this? How does he get to stay on as the commissioner of the PGA Tour?
Well, and again, this is all fluid. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, because this is such a big deal today. We're going to talk about the Braves and Mets. Obviously, huge series going on at Truist.
The NL East is over.
Yeah, thank you. We are 5.5 games up on the Mets as they come in here. We've got plenty of guests that are going to stop by. But this is front and center because of all the things that we're laying out for you guys. And, Mike, as we said, this is fluid, but the right. board of directors are going to be appointed to manage the commercial golf business, with the PGA appointing a majority of the members, okay, and a holding a majority of the voting interest. So what the PGA is basically saying, yeah, we're going to take your money, and we're going to expand, and we're going to make our purses bigger, but we're not going to allow you to come in and take total control. Right. So we are still going to be a part of the board of directors, and again, a majority of the members and holding a majority of the voting interest. But here's the kicker, guys, and I got to make sure I'm right on this. So if I'm wrong, I will certainly correct myself. But the Saudi Arabia's Public Interest Fund, okay, they call it the PIF. It is the golf-related business side of LIV. They are going to run a majority of the business side of this.
Right.
That's the money.
The purses go up. And the good news is now, good news, bad news. Good news for golf fans, because now we get events on a global scale. This is almost like a Champions League, Carl, of golf, because now you can be at the great golf course in Japan or Australia. And again, these guys are independent contractors. Go, don't go. Singapore, we just saw some of the cooler places. Just we didn't watch because it was on the CW. These guys, we had no idea when it was on. But now you got a chance, Carl, to make this thing global. So for like the, if I'm honest, the John Deere Classic, the Valero Open, those guys get screwed. I bet you there'll be some kind of, there'll be a compromise, but you'll have more events around the world, and the money's going to be insane, and these guys will be motivated to compete. And as at the end of the day, you said, and by the way, I'm going to give credit to Carl, because he said this when this whole thing started raging a year ago. Who cares where the money in your checking account comes from? You said that. And who does? And obviously not Jay Monahan and the PGA at the end of the day.
Yeah, I just think, like, for example, hardworking Americans, Mike, when you talk about, hey, I need to take care of my family, and your check comes in every 2 weeks, you're not looking at where that check started from, where right. it was signed, where it came from. All you are worried about is, hey, I have enough money to pay my house note or my rent or my car or my kids can eat. And that was my point. Like, we get so holier than thou sometimes right. about, oh, where's the money coming from? And now you have the entire golf world saying, screw it. Yeah. We don't care where the money yeah. comes from. We're just going to go play. And a lot of these guys, Mike, said this to begin with. They said, we're just golfers.
Right.
We just golf. We don't care where this happens. We just want to go play and play for the biggest purses. And we all poo-pooed that because it just we wanted these guys to stand up. Not me. Many of you wanted them to stand up and say, hey, this is morally wrong. What are we saying today?
Well, the only person that came out looking like a complete idiot, and he laughed all the way to the bank, was Phil. Because being Phil Mickelson, Carl, he had to put his foot in his mouth and say, yeah, these Saudi Arabians are the worst. They killed that Khashoggi guy. Oh, they're awful. But hey, man, if that means I can, you know, use them to leverage the PGA for more money, so be it. So Phil, I mean, that was the fine point that was put on the conversation, and Phil stepped into it, but everything else you said is...
Why are you bringing up old
Because he did right.
No, it's like, for instance, I'm looking to buy an umbrella for the patio. I go to Amazon. I know when I spend $150 on an umbrella, where is it freaking coming from? It's coming from China, you know? But I mean, I'm sorry, I feel bad, I feel a little guilty for about 10 minutes because I just saved $200 on an umbrella because it came from China.
Yeah.
So again, to your point about the Brandel Chamblees and all the media types that were all getting their panties in a twist over this, pound sand.
404-726-0929. You guys can let us know what you think, how you feel. Again, as a fan, I'm happy. Because, I want to watch Brooksy week to week.
Right.
Brooks Koepka is interesting, okay? I want to see if Phil, if he plays like he did at the Masters, what is he going to do in these tournaments? I've said it. At the Masters, I wasn't rooting for him. Half of that had to do with the fact that this whole live argument was going on. But I want to see the best guys competing. Mike, here's the other thing. When we talk about this Saudi Arabia, the PIF part of the Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund, if you guys are not familiar, they've entered a multi-million dollar deal with WWE. They acquired Newcastle United FC, and they created Live Golf. They've got their hands in a lot of stuff. And so for everybody who's saying, oh, well, you know, what about this? They are, Mike, investing and doing all this stuff around the world.
Well, you think about the English Premier League, some of the biggest names, the biggest soccer teams in the world are owned by either the Gulf States or the Saudis. That's the way of the world now.
All right, guys, we got more to get to. Your thoughts are welcome. Find us at Mike Bell, ATL. That's Mike on Twitter. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on. You can watch the show on Twitch and YouTube at ATL 929 The Game and 929 The Game. We're coming back. Jason Longshore is going to join us in about 20 minutes. We got some headlines to get to, but we got to talk about the Mets coming into town tonight. Big series starts with our break.
The NL East is over.
It's Dukes and Bell.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Questions being asked to Dukes and Bell. Ask Dukes and Bell. And one of them was from Jazz Player. That's his Twitter handle.
Hey, man.
Yeah, he was like, fellas, how much did the PGA stock go up? So Mike did some research.
There is no PGA stock. There's nothing publicly traded. It is a nonprofit. And that was part of the argument that Phil Mickelson was making over a year ago. $1 billion nonprofit. And that's, again, everyone kind of starts rolling their eyes and going, well, how does that work? You can look up some of the details online about this. Golf stocks are doing well today, like Callaway and the company that owns Titleist, but there is no specific PGA stock.
All right. And the whole premise there was if they knew, right. Insider trading, et cetera. If you're just joining us, that is huge news today, and we will continue to talk about it as LIV and the PGA merge, which means all the guys that left. Mike, by the way, did they already get their money? Like, all the guys who left, did they get all their money already?
I believe those were cashier's checks. I believe it was like Happy Gilmore, giant oversized check you got to bring with a big deposit slip. No, those guys, all that money cleared, man. That money's in the bank. So guys like Ian Poulter, I mean, this, like I said, Ricky Fowler is the absolute poster boy. Rory McIlroy, who's adamant to his allegiance to the PGA.
I don't have a crystal ball.
Yeah, but man.
Can you imagine?
Nor does he have his lucky charms.
No, he doesn't. Yeah. He doesn't. Can you imagine leaving? All right, for example, Big Bo, Turtle, Mike and I, we're all going to leave the company. We're going to go take a big check. And then next year, we're going to merge back with the company.
Right.
Right. Can you imagine?
Well, the perfect example is like if Pat McAfee was a stock.
Oh.
He bets on himself, leaves ESPN, drives up his own, obviously the interest in his brand of sports talk radio, and then comes back and makes four times as much money as he did the first time.
Yeah.
Actually, 10 times as much.
It's a good deal if you can get it. I wonder how these guys feel that didn't take the money and if they were upset. All right, a couple of other things going on we got to talk about. Jason Longshore is going to join us. Atlanta United on the road, guys. LAFC tomorrow, late kick, late start, all right? 10 o'clock pregame. 10:30 because they're on the West Coast, but we're going to talk to Jason about all things Atlanta United coming up here in about 15 minutes. First of all, Mike, before we get to the Mets, allegedly, okay, I haven't looked at this. Chris, Bo, maybe you guys can hear. Did Trae Young really scrub his Insta from all the Hawks stuff? Is that legit?
Chris? Affiliation. He has, in fact, no affiliation with the Atlanta Hawks on his
Insta.
Instagram.
Okay. So that's number one, because people are freaking out, Mike. Mm-hmm. Why? What's going on here?
And
what,
Trey's, what's going on? Trey's Twitter just says, Trey, it's at the Trae Young, and it's the Adidas link, if you want to, link up to his shoes, and just says Trae Young.
Okay. So we know from history, right now, it's 2023, mm-hmm. that today's professional athlete, when they're either upset, mad, disgruntled, they want to be traded, whatever the circumstances are, normally this is the first step, okay? Kyler Murray did this. He ended up getting paid a lot of money.
Right.
This is how it starts. But I don't want to go there and assume that that's what's going on with Trey. Mike, didn't we hear, not only from Trey, but from his dad who came on this show just recently, this is the best coach he's had.
Yeah, I mean, we'd like to think that Trey is satisfied and happy here in Atlanta. I don't know what has changed in the last 72 hours. It would make him – and again, to Carl's point, it might sound silly for people who don't follow social media like we do, but this is something that's become a thing in sports the last 4 or 5 years. It exists. This is the first step towards something, a new negotiation, which is not the case because the contract is locked in.
Yep.
Immediately guys sort of say, well, Trey's with Kyrie. He has a house in L.A. He wants – no, that – you can still do that. You have to scrub your Instagram if you want to. I don't know. Honestly, I have no idea what his intentions are. If this means there's something further down the road coming from Trey,
and I'm with you. And I don't want to jump the gun, guys, and assume there's anything to this. Right. The only thing that's logical in my mind, and Chris said this to me, our producer, is he may be trying to bring more interest towards his podcast, Mike. And and this season, this offseason, he started. I think episode one hit or whatever. We played a little bit of it for you guys on Friday. And the only reason you say that is, well, why would he do this to do that rather than just come out and say, listen to my podcast? Because now you're even more interested in hearing what he has to say, potentially by him scrubbing his Insta. That makes logical sense. Uh-huh. But even that is like, bro, you don't have to do that. You're Trae Young.
Like, you could just come out and say, hey, you're going to get a million people that want to hear what you have to say. Yeah. So, Mike, I don't know either, and I'm not going to sit here and speculate today and tell you guys, this is why Trey scrubbed his Instagram. If anybody is saying that and it's not Trey Young, they're lying to you.
As I said, it's funny how things are now. Guys want to create and control their narrative. That's why they have podcasts. That's why they do things like the Players Tribune. But this is also something which can send a signal of some sort. Okay, from a couple guys on Twitter, you can watch us on Twitch. You can follow us on YouTube as well. Just go Dukes and Bell 929. Jason says, does Quinn want him?
Interesting.
Does Snyder want him?
Interesting.
We've assumed that everything's hunky-dory, but that Quinn would want to move forward with Trey being the base this thing is built on.
All right.
Just a suggestion from a listener.
Listen, these are the questions we don't know. For Quinn Snyder, who have coached this team for 25 games or whatever it was, guys, and come in here at the point he did in the season, you know, I would ask the question, how much does he really know about each one of these players?
Right.
You have to spend significant time around guys. You can hear all the chatter around the league all you want. Until you come in, it's like your family. Mm-hmm. Until you come into my house,
right.
You can all the outside noise doesn't matter. Until you come into my house, you don't know what's going on. So I don't know how much he got to know, Mike, these individual players enough to say, I want this guy and I don't want this guy outside of performance on the court.
Yeah, like DeAndre Hunter is this. John Collins is a vocal leader, but unfortunately his game doesn't back up the leadership he wants to put out there. He's inconsistent. You know, Trey is a guy who's a little passive-aggressive, but obviously the skill set is there, and he's still capable of taking over a game like a superstar. All these things, to your point, learning the inner dynamics of the squad. But I just felt that, you know, we turned a corner with Trey. I don't want to have to go through this soap opera.
No. And I don't think we are. Steven just hit me up. Steven says, Dukes, I heard Trey does this every year, may have mentioned it on his podcast.
Okay.
Well, if that's the case, great. If that's the case, so be it. But here's the other part. When you don't publicly come out, like, and say across all social media, right? If Trey went on Insta, if he went on Twitter, wherever else he's at, I have no idea, TikTok, and said, hey, I'm scrubbing my Instagram, Atlanta. Don't panic. I'm refreshing my Insta or my social as the new year starts for me and my offseason starts. Everybody's cool with that. But he didn't say that. Like, I didn't hear that. So if that's the case, Steven, great. Because I have no idea why he would do this outside of something like that or if he wants to bring more attention to himself with this podcast.
All right, stay tuned, though, because as Chris pointed out, this is how things start. Remember, we were like this on Kyler Murray, and then it became a thing. Next thing you know, new contract. Next thing you know, Trey's not getting a new contract.
No,
that's not happening.
All right, guys, let's talk about Meet the Mets.
NL East is over.
Yes, Sal, we understand that. That's why you guys are 5.5 games back. Mike, they're sluggish. They're inconsistent. Carlos Carrasco is going tonight against Bryce Elder. Bryce Elder's been great, guys. I mean, he's been really good. He pitched 7 innings last time.
He's this year's Kyle Wright. He's this year's Kyle Wright, the unsung hero, getting the job done every fifth day. The Braves taking on the Mets. The matchups are amazing. We get Charlie Morton going up against Scherzer, and then you get Verlander going up against Strider on Thursday. Man, that's something.
It is. Everybody's talking about how, you know, banged up the Mets are and the fact they lost their closer. And
Three in a row, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Come close to your radio. Who cares? I don't care, Mike. We've been hurt. We've been injured. We've been banged up.
We just lost 34 wins from last season. We lost 50 quality starts from last season. We don't have Kyle Wright. We don't have Max Fried. You know? They don't have a closer.
And everybody wants to talk about this guy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's the
best. This guy.
He was the best closer in baseball when
Diaz.
He was
dead. Everybody was you can't come close. I don't care.
Right. No, the Mets. And the Mets have had to go through some drama with Scherzer getting suspended. By the way, Mets kind of probably sold on DeGrom at the right time. So he's on the 60-day DL with the Rangers.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I should be laughing at that.
No, because remember, I was probably saying maybe the Braves should kick the tires on DeGrom.
Nah.
That's a big swing and a miss. But, yeah, getting back to the Mets, we talked about it yesterday. Their lineup is very top-heavy. They've tried to maybe get some of their rookies and younger players in there. But much like Mike Woodson or any old coach, Nate, well, Showalter's a little reluctant to use the younger guys a lot. So that may be something to have to pivot on. They may have to spend their way out of this at the trade deadline as well. Things don't improve.
You remember the best part of last season? Bo, you. By the way, are you getting this award? I got to put this out there. Can I put your information out there?
Sure, yeah. I mean, we talked about it on the midday show.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, okay, tomorrow. So Big Bo, he works down at Truist.
That's Bo Johnson.
He is getting an award. Actually, he's being honored. Like, and you use the term employee of the month kind of deal, but it's bigger than that, right?
They call it a diamond honoree, but that's basically what it is. It's, you know,
that's awesome. All right, yeah. So you're going to get a chance to basically lift a big diamond. I don't
know what the exact.
How long have you been working at Truist?
Since 17, since the doors opened.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool, man. By the way,
I don't know if it's a plaque or a piece of paper or a pin that I stick on my lapel or what, but I don't know if it's
By the way, for guys who don't know, because we talk as Bo works double shifts here on the station. If you guys want to come see you, where do they come find you?
They're not going to be able to.
It's kind of hard.
He's in the super-duper secret club.
They're not going to be able to go.
What if they're big shots?
Yes, that's true. Yeah. I mean,
well, our audience is not a big shot.
You got to sneak in,
there are a lot
though.
Of big shots that listen to this radio station. I actually get a lot of listeners. Not a lot, but I get listeners. I get a lot of other staff members, guys from Coca-Cola out there that listen to the radio station, guys that listen to the radio station that work at the ballpark also that come through. There are members in our HR office that listen to this radio station and this show every day.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. We love you.
Absolutely.
No, I say that tongue-in-cheek because he does. He works like in the Diamond Club. Like where...
Yeah, Truist Club.
Yeah, yeah, it's basically where you eat and drink for free all damn game, and the drinks are very delicious. So that's why I said that. Most people are not going to sit in that area, yeah. And so you won't see Bo.
Well, when Jimmy Barrett and the guys came down to visit, a few of my buddies from high school came down, and they were like, "You're not going to believe this. The stuff is free back here."
Oh, yeah.
My guys are blown away. They never experienced this before. And Bo was serving them up.
You pay for it. So I say all that to say he's being honored. Congratulations. But the best part about the Mets last year, do you guys remember this? And I said Bo because I know he was probably there. They came in, and we beat DeGrom, Scherzer, and Chris Bassett. Do you guys remember this? This is September, the end of September last year.
Well, no, because ESPN kept talking about how brilliant Buck Showalter is. You know, it's amazing. He actually looks at the trajectory of foul balls. That's how he outsmarts the competition.
They came in here with the season on the line, and we slapped them, is the point. With their best pitching going, and we end up winning the division, and we win the season series.
The NL East is over.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So here come the Mets again, Mike, and it's a different point in the season, but we're still in first place. We're still in first place. So I'm excited about this series. I hope you are, and I hope we beat the snot out of these guys.
Yeah, man, they're looking up at the Marlins. So let's keep the pressure on them, and I do think there's going to be an arms race, though. I mean, there's going to be a lot of teams in the NL.
Spending more money? How much more money can they spend?
Cohen's already on record. He's got to spend his way out of this. He's in for a penny. He's in for a pound.
Wow. 200 plus million, and he's going to spend more?
Yeah, he's a Wall Street guy. He's got billions. I light cigars with casinos.
Headlines brought to you by ATL Live Well. Low testosterone doesn't have to keep you down. Call ATL Live Well today. Don't just live, live well. Jason Longshore is on the way.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, join us. We're going to be live on Friday, that's June 9th, at Willie B's at Silverbacks Park.
You can enjoy food and drinks in a partnership with Soccer in the Streets and Bud Light, supporting Atlanta's communities through the beautiful game of soccer and helping them discover their potential on and off the field, Mike. And we just had a great meeting with the folks over there from Soccer in the Streets, our buddies at Bud Light. We're excited to be out there on Friday. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, man. So, again, you're helping kids get the chance to play soccer for free because we know how expensive. Any parent out there knows how expensive it is. Station Soccer has been awesome. United has been involved in that. But, again, basically adults having fun raising money with the different competitions they're in helps to drive this Soccer in the Streets for the kids. So that's what we're going to be out to promote. Going to be a blast on Friday. What's up, Jason?
What's going on, guys?
How you
What's
doing?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, man. I know Carl was kind of hinting at the tease, but
No. Say it.
Brad looks really awful, and I hate to say it because we love Brad, and he's the heart and soul. It goes without saying what Brad has meant to this team, but it just I think there comes a point, Jason, where unless you feel a few more weeks and you know he can come back and be stronger, he just doesn't look the part right now.
How did he look in Orlando?
Okay, but he still looks a little you don't think he looks a little shaky? You know, I mean, as
far
as
he made a mistake. He gave the ball away after a bad pass back to him, and that's a mistake you can't make. Absolutely, 100%. But that game's not on Brad. That's the thing that's got to be understood. And the fact that he played very, very well in Orlando, made a save that kept you in that just, 4 days before, that can't be discounted either. And you're talking about a player who has to build a rhythm coming back. And when you have been off for most of a season, come back, then miss another 7 weeks due to a knee injury, you're not going to be as sharp as you'd like to be, especially in those kinds of moments, because that's the stuff that's hard to replicate, Mike. When you get into a ball that's played back to you in buildup early in a game that's not played back well, it's bouncing, it's spinning, it's a difficult one to control, you're not at your best to bring that down and make a play. Maybe that's one where you need to put it in the stance and just reset, and that's something that you'd like to do on the second opportunity it comes. But that's not something you get to train in pressure in matches in the same way as playing through them. I think Brad's shot stopping was great in Orlando. A lot of people have talked about the third goal being on Brad. It's a shot from inside the 18. The shot can't happen. That's the problem. You can't expect your goalkeeper to bail you out in situations where that shot comes in at that moment. So I think it's way too early to jump to that conclusion, to be honest. And I think you've got to see more time with him after just having a couple of games getting back.
I think a lot of United fans, as we're joined by Jason Longshore, analyst for Atlanta United, match tomorrow against LAFC, guys. Again, pregame at 10, kicks at 10:30. A lot of 17s, and you know this, Jason, a lot of fans are having this conversation. My point, I think, is has he lost a step, and does that make you question where he's at right now in his career? Listen, Brad is great. We know this, right? If he starts tomorrow, it's 150 starts. That's a milestone for the club. If he posts a shutout, that's 50 shutouts that he will have recorded. That's a milestone for the club. We're not debating his greatness. I just think a lot of fans are having that conversation about, is he a step slow, and what does that mean for the club?
But if he makes that game tomorrow, if he plays that game and plays well in that game, does that discount what was a game that, look, you make a mistake early on and you're running uphill. But that's a mistake. That's not really a step slow to me, that first goal. And the third goal, like I said, it's a shot from inside the 18. If you're asking your goalkeeper to bail you out in those situations on a regular basis, you're going to concede a lot of goals.
Obviously,
the step thing is it's too early to jump to that conclusion is what I'm saying. You've got to give him some time to get games under his belt because I think this team is better with him in it.
But even at this stage of his career, we all know that like Brad is like a field general out there, for lack of a better word, for guys who don't follow soccer, directing the pieces, getting things. Always been great moving the ball down the field. But he was, you could argue at this stage of his career, you wouldn't consider him an elite, you know, shot stopper.
In terms of being the best in the league, no, I don't think he is. I think there's some others that are better. But in terms of making this team better, I think he's really important. And that's something that, look, I think you just have to be really careful of talking about the game in Orlando and saying, Brad's back, look at how well he played, look at this save, look at how good he was, look at the organization that he provided. And then one game 4 days later saying, oh, that didn't happen. That's the part that you can't jump to conclusions in a long season, and especially with someone coming back from injury, and they've got to get their feet underneath them and get ready. I think we can have this conversation in a real way in a month, in 6 weeks, where you have a little bit more data to talk about one game that was bad versus one game that was good. That's too short. You can't make that conclusion just yet.
Let's talk about the other data that's in front of us. The 3 wins in the past 12 matches. 13 if you include U.S. Open Cup. That's not a great stretch. So what do we need to do to not only get a result against LAFC, but, you know, we talk about this team and where they are, 5th place currently in the East. I don't know. I think I look at that and I go, wow, I didn't even realize, you know, 3 wins in our past 12. That's kind of daunting.
It is, and when you concede as many goals as they've been conceding, that's the issue. It's that simple, honestly, because when this team is scoring goals to lead the league, they should be winning more games. That's flat out. There's just no way around that. They can't concede as many goals, and they can't concede goals in the way that they've conceded them. You look back at the goals that have been conceded, the overwhelming majority are coming from mistakes, not coming from situations where you're in a defensive, organized stance and you get beat. It's not coming from transition moments. It's coming from mistakes. Right. And that can't happen at this level. And that's why you have games, 3 wins out of your last 12, but 4 straight unbeaten, but 3 straight draws in that 4 straight unbeaten. You can't have all those draws and lose wins out of it because of mistakes. And that's what it comes down to.
And the defense is something we've struggled with at times, even in the years we're going to win championships or compete for, you know, conference finals. It always seems like there's some moments. But is that, again, because of the style, because of how Pineda's doing this, or are these individual guys who just got to play, simply got to play better on the back line?
Yeah, the mistakes have nothing to do with the style. And that's where I think you do have to separate some things out and talk about it in real terms here. Atlanta United is rarely going to be a team in the way that they play and the way that they've played from day one, and maybe you can only take the first half of Frank DeBoer's season 2019 out of this. They've always been a team that has wanted to get numbers forward. They've always wanted to be a team that risks going forward and risks giving up goals on the other end, putting defenders in 1v1 situations, forcing them to make those kind of plays. So I don't think Atlanta United, as the way they want to play, is going to be a team that is built on winning games 1-0 on a regular basis. They're not going to be a team that sits with numbers behind the ball just to keep the opponent off the board. They're going to go and try to outscore them and get more goals and win those 3-2-4-3 kind of games. The problem is right now you're giving up those extra goals defensively, not because of the style. It's because of mistakes, and that just can't happen. It's the first goal, again, mistake against New England. You go back to some of these others. There's been other goals in buildup where it's a mistake. But you can't say that the team shouldn't build out of the back because they've conceded a few goals because of mistakes in building up when they've scored a whole lot more goals because of good build-up play. There's always trade-offs in the way that you play. And to be a team that's going to score more goals, you're going to get more numbers forward. That makes mistakes not happen more, but maybe get highlighted more with getting punished.
Jason, you talk about these mistakes, and I equate this to any other professional sports. When your team continues to make mistakes, we are now 17 games into a 34 MLS game schedule. At some point, the coach, the manager, gets held responsible. So where is Pineda in at this point when you talk about these mistakes continuously being made and giving up goals that we necessarily shouldn't, you know, going back to the New England game, right? I mean, we allowed a goal within less than a minute. And I know it was a mistake, but if we said this about Arthur Smith 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 weeks into the season saying this team continues to make mistakes, we'd be holding him accountable. How accountable is Gonzalo Pineda?
That's a tough one because you look at the way the team has played to score the goals that they've scored, and you have to give him credit on that side too. I think you do have to look at some individuals, and you have to look at moments. And that's the challenge for this team right now, is you have to find a balance of, can you be better defensively? Can you be better defensively with the personnel that you have? Can you be better defensively with the style of play that you want to play? Because if you can't, and you have to solve the defensive side, because this team is not going to win a championship giving up as many goals as they're giving up. So if you have to solve that by being more defensive, how much does that take away from the attack that is the best in the league? How much does that sacrifice going forward? Do you get a net positive there? That's the tough spot when you're a manager in this situation where that first goal, I mean, that has nothing to do with anything that the manager is doing. That has nothing to do with anything that the manager has set the team up to play when you concede a goal in that manner against New England. It's two players in Miles Robinson and Brad Kazan who are, have both been national team players. Miles currently is. Brad has. These are guys who have incredible talent. They made mistakes. That's not on the manager, that part. Right. Have there been other goals that you want to change things up? That's the problem here, is if you do and you take an attacker away, can this team still score as many goals as they are, and do they get better defensively? That's not an easy answer. So this is it's an interesting summer coming in because you do have to get more results. Yeah. How do you get there along with losing Luis Araujo, with Thiago Almada potentially going out in the summer, and other potential moves in the summer window? It's a really interesting time. I think stability is the most important thing right now for this team. But yes, the defensive mistakes have to get corrected, either with different personnel or with being more conservative, which I'd hate to see this team have to do, because I think they don't have to do that if those mistakes are eliminated. But can't eliminate them, then you've got to be more conservative, not give up as many goals.
Yeah, and we love the style. That's the thing. I mean, just it's such a
such
a gut punch to lose the games like we're, or draws are the way we've been doing it. Nobody scored more points other than Columbus, and nobody's given up more goals other than Charlotte. Have fun out there in L.A. with Mike, man. We want pictures. Send photos on Twitter.
We will provide some. We'll be over there tomorrow. It's Five Stripes After Dark. Hopefully people can join us.
Thanks so much, Jason. Appreciate you. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Again, Atlanta United taking on LAFC. These are real questions. And I will say this in response to Jason's conversation about this is not on Gonzalo Pineda. Running backs fumble. Okay? Quarterbacks throw interceptions. The coach didn't do it, but if you do enough of that and you lose games, the coach is going to get fired because you're making mistakes that cost your team games. Right. If your team on the pitch is making those mistakes enough, ultimately, it's going to come back to the manager. So I hear Jason, but in every sport, the coach is ultimately held responsible for the mistakes that are made by the players, who will always tell you, well, the coach didn't take the snap. He didn't throw the interception. He didn't fumble. All right, we got
And we're slipping in the standings. That's the thing. It's a real drag for Lagerwey. He's got to find a way to fix this before they make those trades.
All right, Mike, we got NFL Blitz coming up. Bobby Hebert is going to join us, guys. We're going to head down to New Orleans. Talking to our buddy Bobby Hebert about the Saints. We've been going around the country talking to everybody that's on our schedule. And we're going to talk about the Saints. Now, we know we play them twice, so Bobby's going to join us here at 3:20. Stay tuned. It's Dukes and Bell.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.